It's quite possible that the title track of What's Going On endures in popularity because of its ultimately hopeful message of peace. But it's notable that though this is how Marvin Gaye's groundbreaking album begins, it ends on a more industrial note that conveys the harsh edges and realities of black life in the city. If What's Going On is the Martin Luther King message of the record, consider that you might find Malcolm X at the end in Inner City Blues. Two aligning messages delivered in much different packages. Stephen Henderson, host of Detroit Today on WDET, has spent a lot of time thinking about the poetry of this album. We're going to start with his favorite track, What's Happening, Brother, the one that has a tough job of following the title track.
So the second song really has a huge job in maintaining that momentum, but then also kind of trying to redefine it so that you can get to the later parts of the album. And I have always loved the way What's Happening, Brother does that, both musically and lyrically. You know, musically, it picks up right where What's Going On leaves off. Again, those strains of What's Going On that appear over and over again throughout the album are right there at the beginning. But then it is this almost celebratory set of lyrics. You know, first line, hey baby, what you know good.
I'm just getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell, when will it end?
This idea of somebody coming back from, in this case, Vietnam, coming back to the world and announcing that he wants to know what's happening that's good in the community that he left behind. You know, he talks about the things that aren't working.
Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land.
The experience that he had in war, and the idea that you come home to a community that's torn apart and there's not work, there's not money. But then he goes on to just ask, what's happening? What's happening in our neighborhood? Is our baseball team still good? Are people still dancing where we used to dance? What are the things that I missed while I was gone? And it's hopeful in the sense that it suggests the resilience, I think, that is so intrinsic to the African-American community. What I miss while I was gone? And can we pick back up where we left off with that relationship, with the idea that even though things aren't great across the board for us, that we have joy and we have interest and we have connection with one another.
We talk a lot about the title track. It's probably the tune that most Americans recognize, but maybe not as often about Inner City Blues. What resonates for you about that one?
It is the counterpose, I guess, to the title track. It is a much more pointed indictment of what life in America was like for people who live in the inner city, African Americans, and how dismissed, I guess, they feel by the priorities of white America and the government. The contrasts that the lyrics draw between the things that the government is doing and the lives that black people are living is just much starker than it is in What's Going On. And if you think about just the titles of the two tracks, What's Going On is a question. It's a real sort of provocative interrogatory about why are these things happening and they don't make sense to me. Inner City Blues, which is also kind of subtitled Make Me Wanna Holler, is saying this is what's happening and it's wrong and we need to do better.
There's a poetic turn with Inner City Blues conveyed in the instrumentation as well, as we hear reflections and sort of callbacks from What's Going On from the beginning of the album. What do you think is the message there?
Well, I mean, you find that in many places throughout this album, right? That the strains, the musical strains of what's going on pop up over and over and over again. And in this particular song, they come in at the end. And there's an explicit callback to some of the lyrics from What's Going On. And then the rhythm that starts the album off reappears in a very spare version at the very end of Inner City Blues. It is the moment for me when I listen to the album that the hair always just stands up on the back of my neck when you hear him go back to those first lines of What's Going On at the very end of Inner City Blues. It is a perfect wrap on the album as a piece of journalism, even the idea of the story ending where it began is genius.
And that's Stateside for today. I'm April Bear. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a good weekend.